Hey, friends and neighbors, Alan Scher. I'm the president of the Spa Industry Association with tens of thousands of members across the globe. We're back for another 18-minute version of Flock and Gather. In fact, somebody asked me the other day, why 18 minutes? I said, there's a few reasons, but one is people told me they can listen in their car, they can walk with it, so I don't do long podcasts. So there it is, 18 minutes. I have a couple of dear friends today. It's the M&M twins. So it's Marie and Molly, and no, they're not twins. They have different mothers, but I call them twins anyways. So they're with Lou and Living. It's the most amazing Finnish-oriented company. They make amazing things for home and spa. Hello, Molly. Hello, Marie.
Hello. Hi, Alan. Thanks for having us back.
I love having you guys back. It's like talking to my sister. So you guys are like, get on the phone with me and talk anytime, okay?
Okay.
Before we started, for our listeners' sake, we were, as most people know, there are these horrific fires out in Colorado, Arizona, I don't care where you are, California, out west here. And it makes for not only beautiful pictures, but it saddens me that the fires roll through. And someone said to me the other day, you know, it's God's way of cleaning the earth so that it can start over again. And yes, I'm sure there is some form of regeneration, but it's not always nice when it's going on. Molly, you just got back from Colorado and you said, what about the Rockies looking like a wall? What was that?
Yeah, so normally if you're on the eastern plain of Colorado in the city of Denver, far north and south, as you can see when you look west, is typically the Rocky Mountain Range, the Front Range. And it was, since July, it's been almost completely filled with smoke. You can barely see the mountains. So it's been really devastating to see.
And is that from the Colorado fires or a convergence of California coming east and the Rockies going east?
Both. And then Colorado got a few big fires in Grand Junction area mid-July, which really added on to the smoke.
Yeah, that's more south and west, though, from you, right?
Yeah, but the wind blows it all, all I know. East.
Listen,
it was the worst.
Wait, we're going to have a positive podcast here, but I have
to say,
fire scares me because it's inconsistent. It changes direction in a heartbeat. You're not gonna beat out a fire wherever you're trying to go. You just need to get out of the way, correct?
Exactly, just leave.
Okay, so how are things in California, then, where you are?
Where I am, I'm relatively smoke-free, but we do have some big fires up north. But here in Los Angeles, luckily in Santa Monica, clear ocean skies.
Well, and ladies, you both know, unfortunately, Napa has been devastated, and a lot of our spa friends need help up there, and several of the spas are burnt down. And I know when people think it's not in my backyard, so I don't concentrate on it any day, but thoughts and prayers for everybody.
Yes,
definitely.
Hey, tell me, what is new? We're going to talk about corporate gifting in a minute. It's one of my favorite subjects. But what's new at Lou and Living? Give one of you ladies, give our listeners the lowdown on Lou and Living USA, please.
So what's new? Well, Molly has been reaching out to lots of new accounts. You probably get better feedback than I do about what's new with selling and the products and everything, Molly.
Yeah. So what's new? Well, we are getting ready to launch new products. We are introducing a new color, which is big for us. We normally stick with the 5. We are introducing a dusty rose for launching in January in the US, which we're really excited about. We're going to keep it more minimal in terms of the style. So it's going to be a really beautiful dusty rose robe, slippers, hair towel, facial towel. So it's going to be perfect for Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, all of those kinds of gifts.
I love it. It'll match all the iPhones in rose color from people who have those. But I have to tell you, your palette of colors, right? The grays and the taupes, et cetera. So I don't care whether it's rugs or bath mats or hand towels or whatever it is. There's just something like warming. It feels like home. I mean, I know that wasn't on purpose. Someone put a lot of thought into that, right?
Definitely. That's the whole just really vision of the brand, is to just make like the spa in your home. You know, instead of having to go spend all this money at the spa, you buy these nice quality products and you have the same experience at home. And that's because of in Finland, I think it was some crazy amount, like over 60% of people have a sauna in their house in Finland.
I would love that. I would love
that. I know. Dream.
So they're just really big on, you know, just like home pampering and home indulgence. And
well, I think you guys are positioned perfectly for this, whether it's for the spas that are open or for home, because let's face it, people are spending a heck of a lot of time at home. It's been going on for 7 months now. It's probably going to continue for a while later, but I know people are going to have to go visit you at it's LuinLivingUSA.com. They're what you can't see through a computer. And I only know this because you guys have sent me stuff and I see it at trade shows. But when you put your hands on the products you guys make, people smile. There's that feeling of, I said home before, but whether it's luxury or it's the hand of the product, there's a lot of thinking that went into what you guys are doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, Molly has been talking to a lot of hotels and spas, and especially with holidays coming up, like you mentioned, the corporate gifting that we're offering is just for any of these like high-end spas. I mean, if you go to a nice hotel, you remember the towels. Like yeah. I remember towels from certain hotels. And so I think just having these products in hotels or like giving them as gifts to employees, Molly can go into more detail on the corporate gifting that we offer, but it's such a nice gift for people. It's so luxurious.
It's funny that you say, Marie, that you remember towels. Do you know what I remember? Bath mats. I can tell you
yes.
A number of hotels that have like you go in the, cause you know this, if you go in a bathroom and it's a cheap bath mat and it's the morning and your feet are cold or whatever, you just, it's something in your head goes, ah, Christ, this is so cheap. Right. But a good bath mat, something that's thick, that feels nice when you're traveling, yeah. It sticks in your head.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you guys do those great. Okay. Here's what I wanted to talk about today, because we have talked about the hardships that people are going through, and we all know that having a giving, a give back, a corporate giving program, whatever moniker we want to put on it, it's really critical. I've always been a fan of saying, if you take from an industry, you need to give back to an industry. In fact, I was talking to Molly or Marie when we first started, before we got started, but my dad had a bunch of retail stores in the Minneapolis, St. Paul area when I was growing up. And you know, there was homeless 40, 50 years ago, right? And they would stop at my dad's stores and my dad would always go reach in the cash register and give a guy $2, $5, whatever it is. And he used to turn to me and say, we take money off the street, we give money back the street. Nothing's changed, right, ladies?
Definitely agree with that.
All right, let's talk corporate. So this is a new program for LuinLiving. Why don't you guys go ahead and pick it up and tell us about your corporate giving program?
Yeah, so our corporate gifting, we developed so you can, for spas, they can gift their clients, they can gift their employees. It's a really great way to welcome new members or use as monthly, quarterly, yearly incentives. So it's something that it gets really meaningful to your clients when you're able to give them a nice luxurious gift. We can also, the good thing about, I know we've touched on this before, about the LuinLiving brand is that all of our products, with the exception of two items, are unisex and meant for any age. So it's a really easy selection to pick from. And we can also add branded elements. We can do branded packaging for you. We can do gift wrapped carding. We can embroider, whether it's a logo or somebody's personalized name, a message, you name it. It's just a really great way to give somebody a personal gift that they actually want to use.
Isn't that the case with gifts?
That's the key. Yeah.
Okay. So tell me, how does the program work? What do people do? How do they access it, et cetera?
Yeah, so you can definitely go on our website, so the LuinLivingUSA.com, and we have a corporate gifting link that is at the bottom of the page. And they can just email, it'll just email directly to myself. And we can get started. And what happens with corporate gifting is we can do tiered discounts based on the number of quantities. I can put together custom sets based on products you want to include from another brand with ours. I could put together, if you have to hit a certain return on investment or if you have a budget, it's really, think of us as your partner in gifting. We can help you do almost anything.
Your partner in gifting. I love those words.
Thank you.
You better put a trademark or a URL on that right away.
Right now, copyright.
Right.
You heard it here first.
You talked about one of the things that's always close to me, and that's it has to be meaningful. You know, so many people get stuff and it's like, whatever. I mean, I'm glad they sent it, but it's like something I totally didn't need, right?
Yeah.
But you guys were even gracious. You know, when I saw you guys at Spot Tech and you were giving the washcloths away, I still have mine. So I never gave it away, right? Somebody asked me for it. I said, no, this got to go home with me, right? You know, but getting a luxury, I always think of you guys akin to like Harry and David, which is, by the way, one of my favorite companies. So that puts you in a pretty high 5-star class with me, because anyone who I've ever sent a Harry and David gift basket or something to, it's big grin, it's smile. They can't wait to rip into it and use it. And that's kind of what Lou and Living is, with all the different items that you guys have too. You know who I'm talking about, Harry and David? They do the fruits.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, a Harry and David basket, it's a winner. It's like getting a Lou and Living basket. It's a winner. Nobody is ever going to say, I don't really have any use for this, you know.
Yeah, it's like...
So the holidays are coming up. So this is kind of fits in with what people are already starting to think about, right? Because I read where by the way, I'm going to talk about self-gifting with you guys in a sec too, but gifting is already up. I've noticed when I'm starting to look at some of the trend lines and stuff, people are gifting really early this year. Why do you think that is?
It's like a little pick-me-up. I don't know, but it's... Yeah, you can definitely see a spike in the gifting. And another great thing we're doing with gifting is we've also created gift retail sets that are at a discount, which is another great option too if somebody wants to gift their clients and then also sell some for retail.
Man,
the big thing with this year is, you know, because everyone's working from home and a lot of businesses are struggling, I think maybe in lieu of like a holiday party or a year-end bonus, people are probably gifting more to coworkers and employees. I think there'll be a lot of that this year, and it might be the reason that it's starting early.
I love this, and you know, I'm going to say this right now in front of every listener who's going to listen to this, but you guys should make sure you send us blog posts that we can post about your corporate giving, okay? So make sure you're sending us to those.
Definitely.
Patty Byro, you know, our education director, lives in Fredericksburg, Texas, where she loves to drink wine. Okay. Don't tell her I said that.
Who doesn't?
I know. Right.
I'm going to go visit her.
The daily work. Well, now that it's getting cold here, people in Arizona, people switch from drinking cocktails to starting to drink wine. Right.
Yeah.
Funny. It's seasonal, but that's the way it feels like.
Red wine season.
Patty talks a lot about self-gifting. It has become, again, a huge trend where people go online and they're going to buy some bath mats and some towels and they're going to give them to their neighbors and they're going to give them to their family and friends. And then they buy some stuff for themselves as well. Right?
I can get behind that.
Totally. Yeah. It's not makeup. I mean, it's really one of those things where even if it's going to Starbucks, people will buy a card, but they buy another card for themselves and stick it in their pocket, because the nature of our beast today is, even though it's, people don't talk a lot about this, we're home, and yes, a lot of people are suffering, but for people who are working, and you know, a lot of our industry is working again, right? But they're not going out to eat, and they're not going on trips, and hopefully they're only going to the spa. But they have more money in their pocket than they've had in a long time, and they're self-gifting.
Yeah.
So they're buying things. So they go visit, let's say, LouAndLivingUSA.com, and they're going to buy some things for other people, but they end up buying things for themselves as well. So when you visit your site or other sites, you'll see where people go, I kind of think I'm going to order one of those for myself too. Maybe it's just the nature of our beast today, right? That we do that.
Yeah. I'm definitely guilty of that.
And you've been doing a lot of self-gifting then.
Yeah. Right. It's the new self-gifting, right? There it is. You know, ladies, when is the rose gold color platform coming to Lou and Living?
So we are going to be launching it to our retailers for pre-orders any day now. And then it'll be ready to buy in January, correct, Marie? End of January?
Yeah, we should
have. For Valentine's Day.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, but that shouldn't stop people from going to visit you right now. I'm glad that you guys put this program together. I think you'll see a lot of expansions on things you're going to do with it along the way. Molly, you and I talked about how giving can be just be in your, for a lot of us, it's in our DNA, right? You can't get away from it. We like to give.
Yes. Gifting is fun.
Gifting is fun. And honestly, you know where it's fun? In your heart. It feels good. It's almost, in my mind, it's an endorphin rush when you give. I'm just always excited for people to get stuff when I give.
Agreed.
So we've been with the M&M twins today. Yes, they're not twins. It's Marie and Molly. They're at Lewin. That's L-U-I-N. LewinLivingUSA.com. You've got to go see what they're doing. I know I'm forcing you to spend money, but you're going to do a lot of it if you go visit their website as well. Ladies, I always love having you, and I can't wait for you to send me more blog posts so that we can put out all this information about corporate gifting and stuff.
Absolutely, Alan.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alan.
Bye, thanks, ladies, for having me again. Bye.
Always a pleasure. We're going to do it again soon, okay? We'll find something else to talk about.
Yes, please.
And remember, friends, please be kind to one another.